Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure, especially if we get a chance to bring our good friend Ami Khazar back on the show. Ami is a great member of our Brain Trust now, going back now more than 7 years. More than eight years. CEO and founder of Multifunding. He's a guy who helps people just like you and me find the access to capital that we need, whatever it takes. And he does it in a very interesting way, folks. He's kind of a bureau. He's like a backbone, like the internet backbone. He basically puts people together and helps them out. He makes things happen. He greases the skids. And he's our good friend, Ami Khazar. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, always a pleasure to be with you, my friend. How are you doing today?
Doing great. It's good to have you back. So, Ami, We have a new election. We had a new election. We got a new president coming in, holding a new sheriff in town, as they say. What's this going to do to interest rates? I noticed that long-term rates have already gone up, where they were below 3.5 for more 30-year mortgage. They're now up to around 4. So what does all that mean?
Jim, first of all, if you love Trump or hate Trump, and I don't want to go there. I think everyone would agree that Trump presents change, and change creates uncertainty. And generally speaking, historically, uncertainty can bring rises in interest rates.
Mm-hmm.
And we've already seen it a little bit. So we have, particularly on the business
But those,
side,
those, that reaction you're talking about, that rise, happened almost immediately. It hasn't been progressing as time has gone by. It was an immediate reaction. I'm not sure we wouldn't have gotten the same reaction had the election gone the other way.
Because
the marketplace is such a silly, fickle, emotional beast.
You're right, and I like to joke that if you or I really knew what was going to happen to interest rates, I love you, Jim, but we wouldn't be here talking to each other today.
That's right. No, I wouldn't be talking to you. I wouldn't be calling you.
Yeah,
I'd be ringing the bell for my help.
Exactly.
Like on Downton Abbey. Go ahead.
I caveat that, but we've lived through a period of historically low rates, and now we have this change. And whatever Trump's going to do, I'm advising any business owner today to look at your portfolio of loans and think about if there are opportunities to convert some or all of it to fixed rates versus variable.
Mm-hmm.
And
especially mortgages.
Mortgages especially, or long term. Yeah, exactly.
Most business loans are fixed because they're not very long anyway. You know, they're 2, 3, 5 years, something like that. Real estate loans are the ones that are longer, typically. And
yeah, but most SBA loans, Jim, and again, I'm a huge.
You're right about you're right about the SBA loans. That's they last longer. That's right, 10 years, right?
I'm a huge advocate of the SBA. We put a lot of clients.
Ami, you're talking to a beneficiary of an SBA loan.
Good for you.
In the '90s, if it weren't for an SBA loan, I wouldn't be here today.
Good for you. And one
more thing, I paid it all back.
Good for you. And you feel good about it, don't you?
I do. I'm proud of what happened. I'm proud of my banker for helping me with it. My banker used an SBA loan to help me get bankable.
That's the idea, right?
That's exactly right. It was a stepping stone. It was a training wheel for my company.
As it should be.
But back to interest rates, though. We got off thing there a little bit. You're exactly right. I'm telling people that I know, if you got a real estate loan, I mean, I did it this year. I haven't had a 30-year loan in years, and I locked one in, and at a ridiculous rate.
Good for you.
That a rate that I never expect to see again.
Exactly. That's the point. The point is to try to rates are at all time lows. They've been low for a very long time.
Yep.
The low rates have sort of been the new norm, and I think there are even a generation of entrepreneurs or millennial entrepreneurs who just believe that rates will always be low. But history goes in cycles, and rates can't sustain themselves like this forever.
Well, here's another thing. If you've got the money to pay for something, and this is something we're going to talk about in the next segment. If you got the money to pay for something, if you can borrow that money on that for 4%, surely you can take that money to market in your business and make more than 4%. Get the spread on that. Quick break,
exactly.
22, right back with Amit Kazar. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.